Welcome to Biennale to go, the podcast for the Biennale für aktuelle Fotografie 2022 in Mannheim, Ludwigshafen and Heidelberg. The individual episodes of this podcast are intended to offer the visitors the opportunity to engage with a range of works from the Biennale on their way between the six exhibition venues. This is because the length of the individual episodes depends on how one moves from one exhibition to the next, on foot, by bicycle, by public transport or by car. Both the artist and the curator will have their say. Have fun with it. So, hello everyone. This is the podcast Biennale to go from the Biennale 2022. It's called From Where I Stand. And we would like to invite the audience to walk with us to the next exhibition from Wilhelm Hack Museum, or wherever you are right now, to Kunstverein Ludwigshafen, where the exhibition called Bodies in Motion will take place. And right now I'm trying to quote a part of the concept of this exhibition. And it's and after that we're going to talk to Guillaume Condor-Willis.
Wills.
Yeah. Wow, it's all messed up. Sorry. Maybe now I have to cut.
That's okay.
So, on the internet, people exchange many ideas, opinions, and attitudes with each other. Yet the body remains the most important means of expressing one's cultural, religious, and political identity. People embody their experiences and opinions in mass protests and the fight for freedom of speech, for women's rights, and against climate change. At the same time, the body is also fragile and vulnerable to state violence and to attacks based on different views. So, hello, Gia.
Hi.
The exhibition your work is shown in is called Bodies in Emotion. So, could you first tell us who you are?
Yeah, I am Guy Mukunda-Wills. I'm a British South African, I guess, documentary photographer and or visual artist. And I currently live and work in the Netherlands. I am also an educator, so I also teach photography, thinkings around photography, primarily at the moment at the Royal Academy of Art in The Hague, the GABAGA, and also other educational institutions. And my work predominantly looks at kind of power, race, representation, and marginalized communities and history, amongst many other things.
Okay, and the work shown in this exhibition, what will we see?
So you're going to see my body of work, They Came From the Water While the World Watched, which is a project that I made in South Africa and partly in the UK. And the work looks at the kind of crossover between ancestral practice and Christianity, also missionary activity, and basically how missionary activity was used to attempted to dismantle ancestral practice and instate kind of Western ideology in Christianity, and also how indigenous religion has been resilient through that and how it manifests itself in kind of modern day.
Okay, and you use photography. Why did you use photography?
Why photography? Well, I guess the simple answer is because I'm trained as a photographer.
Okay, so, that's a very good answer.
I began the work when I was finishing my bachelor's in documentary photography. So that is, you know, why photography was my medium. This work was actually the first time I kind of went to South Africa as an image maker. Previously, obviously, all the other times I've been there had been to see my family, to see, you know, family, friends, to kind of just be there and be present. And this was the first time I went kind of with, I guess, a purpose in the sense of to talk about something in particular. And photography is a medium that I'm also, I think, most comfortable with, although something that continues to challenge me. It's where I feel most comfortable at the moment, at least.
Okay, and what do you show us? So what can we see in this exhibition?
Try
to describe maybe one or two pictures, just that we have an idea of what we're going to see.
Okay, so one thing that you may see is you may see a series of very bright blue objects in a kind of vitrine, kind of museum box. Mm-hmm. And those objects are from a missionary, Sister Christian, and they were sold to Bristol Museum in the UK in 1898. And I came across these objects when I was looking for items which related to ancestral practice, especially because so many of these items are in the UK because of the colonisation of South Africa. They were taken out, and items like this, I actually found out from the archivists I was working with, that these items relating to ancestral practice were toured around the UK. And this happened in other European countries as well. But these items were taken and they were toured around the country as what they said was proof of barbarianism. So they used these items and stripped them of their actual cultural identity and importance and used them to raise money for the missionary cause. And they use them as evidence. So for me, it was really important to put these images back into actually their cultural context, which is items of extreme kind of importance to South African people, but also indigenous practices and ancestral practice, and kind of return them, I guess, to a sense of glory, which is that they're not something to be demonized. They're not something to be kind of feared. There's something which is actually wonderful. So they have been placed back into, I hope, their cultural context to a certain degree. Another thing you may see is a lot of, I guess, portraiture and a lot of water. And there's a lot of water in the work for a multitude of reasons. Firstly, the title, They Came From the Water While the World Watched, that being that the title refers to they came from the water, so the initial European colonizers arriving by boat to the water. And then the part While the World Watched is talking about the kind of Western world's indifference to the perpetration of this act, so how it was deemed as normal and a sign of, I guess, just progression in society that, you know, people would go and colonize other countries. So then from that, you also have lots of water. And the reason why there's so much water in the work is also it's because of the sanctity of water in ancestral practice, but also the kind of significance of water as something, as a mode of transport, and also water also in Christian practices as well. So water is a real kind of recurring theme. And I remember talking to someone about this work a while ago. And I think it's also possibly because I grew up by the seaside. I'm also always drawn to water. So a lot of the work, my favorite images that I've made, there's a portrait of a group of boys sat by a riverbank, which you'll see. And that image I made whilst I was standing in the water. There's many images that I made in the water. Another one being, there is a triptych of a baptism. I was in the water when that was made. And also there is a portrait of a man standing on a rock in a river. And I was also in the water during that. So yes, I was, in the water a lot, during a lot of the images.
But I think that's, definitely enough to know, because this episode should serve as a teaser for this exhibition, and I hope that the audience will have a look and find out. So thanks, Gia, and hope to see you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Bye.